And our prayer focus today is God bless America and Israel. Heavenly Father, we are here in awe of your glory. We can't even imagine how powerful you are and how amazing all that you have created and brought into existence and how you formed us in our mother's womb. In our time, we are getting a glimpse of your majesty and power as your plan is unfolding before us. We speculate as you create. We see evil being exposed and revealed, and we know that justice will be fulfilled by your mighty arm. You are protecting us, your people, your army, as we continue to spread your kingdom. We give you thanks and praise for the blessings you have bestowed on our land of America, and at the same time, you are taking care of your sacred land of Israel. We say your will be done here and there. Your will is all that matters. So, Lord, we give you our will and do with us as you will. Open our hearts to be aware of and receive your blessings, and that we will willingly share our blessings with one another and all those around us, from intimate friends and family to all of our brothers and sisters who profess faith in Yeshua. And yes, Lord, we even bless our enemies so that they will come to know you, the only true God. And we know you will take care of all of our enemies in your due time. Father, we ask that these moments we are spending with you are shielded from the radar of the enemy, and that his camp is blinded and deaf to your plans for us to fulfill. That all those who are against your army become aware of what is in store for them if there is no repentance or seeking of forgiveness. Lord, save those you have destined to save and those you have destined to draw from the enemy's camp into your kingdom. But those who refuse your grace, let them see the fate that lies before them because of their hatred and treasonous ways. So, Lord, we are grateful that you have taken us out of darkness and brought us into your light through the great love of Yeshua. Father, we ask that you continue to bless our President Trump and all those who are with him to make America yours again, one nation under your command, so that all who live here will be one, united in faith, hope, and love. Father, we ask that you continue to bless even those who serve and protect us, all those in our military, our law enforcement, fire and rescue, and all those who are willing to give their lives for the peace and security of all of your people in our land of America. Father, bless our children and all of our youth today that they will know you and follow you in the destiny that you have placed in their hearts. Keep them from harm in our schools, our parks, our streets, and even in our own yards and homes. Give them true learning in wisdom and truth. Keep them aware that all things are possible for those who believe in you and serve you in your plan for us. Bless us with righteous men and women who properly teach and draw out the talent that you have given to each child. Father, bless all those who bring food to our tables, from the farmer to the grocer. Lord, that each will get their just share of their labor. Lord, we bind the working of those who take advantage of your blessings. Lord, expose those who are unjust in their charges of pricing and how they take advantage of the poor and needy. Lord, we cry out for justice to rule our land. We cry out as one voice to stop all those who plot evil in their hearts against our nation, our president, and all of our true anointed leaders, and the honest people called to serve, and we ourselves called to do our part in this time that we are in. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and I give praise to your holy name for all the benefits you have bestowed on us. I bless you, Lord, for all that you have done for me and for all of those in our time. Father, we intercede for all those who are ill and physically handicapped in any way. Restore their health. We pray for all those who are in financial difficulty, those who are in mental stress, those who are spiritually lost. We know it is your will for us to live an abundant life because of your great love for us. Continue your wondrous blessings. Father, we give you glory, honor, praise, and thanksgiving for all of your blessings to us. In the name of Yeshua, amen.
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 Praise God. Gracious Father, thank you. Thank you that you are God all by yourself. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Yeshua, to die on the cross for us. Thank you for paying a debt that we owed but could never pay. And for that, Yeshua, we are so thankful and grateful. Thank you for continuing to bless us and our country, the United States of America. You, O Lord, are the rock on which this nation was founded, and you are the true source of our cherished rights to life, to liberty, and to the pursuit of happiness. And we proclaim this land for your glory and for your grace to abound. And we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would touch the hearts of the people of this great nation. We pray that their minds be open to the great worth of human life and the responsibilities that accompany human freedom. And may they know that true happiness is rooted in seeking you and doing your will, O Lord. For you are the vine and we are the branches. And if we abide in you and you abide in us, we will bear much fruit. For apart from you, we can do nothing and we are nothing. And we lift up before you, O Lord, our great president, Donald J. Trump, whom you have placed in office for such a time as this. And we gratefully thank you and ask you to continue to bless him and his family and keep a hedge of protection encamped around him that no harm shall penetrate or befall him. And continue to give him wisdom from above to lead and to guide this great nation. And remove all those who are not with him in the agenda of making this country, America, great again. Expose those workers of iniquity and bring them down speedily. And we ask that you bless all those in government and leadership and the advisors and all who exercise just and rightful authority. And we pray that you give them wisdom from above to carry out their tasks and to administer all affairs of government fairly so that peace and security, happiness and prosperity, justice, and freedom may abide in our midst. And Father, we also pray for the peace of Jerusalem, the city that you said, this is Jerusalem, and I have set her in the center of the nations with countries all around her. And we pray that you would bless and protect Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his family. And we pray against every evil that is coming against the people of Israel and the constant threats of violence they face daily. And we pray against the unrest, even at the Temple Mount, and the encroachment on their sovereignty from other nations and the anti-Semitism that continues to grow. And we speak to these acts of evil, and in the name of Yeshua and by the blood of Yeshua, we command it stopped, and that the peace of God shall manifest in the land of Israel. And we pray also that you would bless the Palestinians people with their own favor and give them their own home and place of goodness and open their eyes to see that they too were offered a covenant connection to you through Ishmael. And Father, we thank you that as we stand united with Israel, we are blessed. But as your word declares, I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. And all those families on the earth will be blessed through you. Father, we rejoice in your blessings toward this country. And we thank you for giving us a president who understands the relationship between the United States and Israel. And it's in Yeshua's name that we pray, the Prince of Peace. And we say amen and amen.
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 Bonnie.
God, Father, in Jesus' name, your prayer warriors gather here today in thanksgiving for all you have bestowed upon us, on our country, these United States of America, and your nation, Israel. Thank you for all your blessings upon us and giving us President Trump, especially with his relationship with Prime Minister Netanyahu and the special recognition of your city, Jerusalem. Thank you for bringing down the Luciferian reign and bringing Christ's light in the darkness. We pray against any evil unrest in our country, and we put a hedge of protection of Holy Ghost fire around us and our nation. No matter what evil tries to do, they will be brought down by the fire of God. God, Father, continue to protect our children, our small children, any child being given the abomination of being used for the abomination of child sacrifice in any form. Special blessings for all of our firefighters, our police, our rescue people, anyone in any type of law enforcement, our military, and anyone in our country protecting and serving our nation. We pray supernatural protection for Mark Taylor and his family, Michael Ortega, and all the prayer warriors throughout our country. Send your warring angels to stand shoulder to shoulder to prevent any evil to penetrate our nation and Israel. God, Father, in Jesus' name, continue to lift the veils and expose the truth. We know this will take time to expose all the corrupt people trying to destroy our nation. We will stand firm as your prayer warriors and continue the battle for you forever. As Mark Taylor said, the words from our God Father, the victory for righteous is judgment on the wicked. Therefore, absolute victory is ours in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you and we lift before you the First Lady, Melania Trump. Father, as we speak, we command all evil forces that target her to be terminated as we speak. We're asking for your holy mighty angels, Father, to be a wall of protection all against her, that any evil attack will be bounced of the wall of your warrior mighty angels. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bind this spirit of infirmity that attacks her, command it to go. We speak health to her body. We speak health to her kidney. We speak life of Jesus to all her being. We speak peace and release the peace of the Holy Ghost upon her mind, a quick recover from this procedure. And whatever is going on, we speak blessing upon her. In the mighty name of Jesus the Christ, the Messiah, so be it.
Thank you,
Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua.
Father God, I just want to lift up our brother Israel, Lord God. Father, I ask that you will please forgive us, Lord God, for any animosity toward them, Father, any unrighteous ruling, any judgment, Lord God, for ourselves or any of our generations past, Lord God. We repent, Father, of generations past, of any oppression that we have put on our brother Israel, Lord God, for any judgment even out of misunderstanding, Lord. And Father, I ask that you would please wash us clean, Lord God, and that you would restore the relationship, Father, between between brothers, Lord God, of the tribes, Lord, but even the lost tribes, Father, that are scattered throughout the nation. Father, I ask that you would call those home that are part of Israel that don't even know it, Lord God, and that you would please send Yeshua to appear to them, Lord, that they would know that they are part of Israel and they are part of your chosen people, Father. I ask in Yeshua's name. Amen.
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 Lord,
amen.
And Lord, we ask, Father God, that, Lord, that you would put a hedge of protection around these children, Father. And we ask for justice, Father God, for those, Lord, whose blood has been shed, Lord. We hear the stories, and it is heartbreaking, Lord God, as far as not only a human sex trafficking, Lord, but pedophilia and child sacrifice and drinking the blood of the children. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you would execute justice, just as with Abel, that his blood cried out from the ground to you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, hear the cries of these children, Father, whose blood is crying out to you, Father. And we ask justice, Lord Jesus. We ask justice for all those involved, Father God, from the top all the way to the bottom, Lord Jesus. We ask, Lord, that they would have no peace on earth, Lord God. We ask, Father God, that, Lord, that you would deal with them severely, Lord God, that your number one thing is that they repent, Lord. But, Lord, seeing that many have crossed that line of no return, Lord, that they experience, Lord, your judgment, Lord, your justice. Father God, and we ask, Father, that, Lord, that you would give our present wisdom and discernment, Father God, how to handle, Lord Jesus, all those who are corrupt, Lord, in this government and around the world, Father, Lord Jesus. We ask, Father God, that, Lord, that you would deal, Father God, with England, Lord Jesus, seeing that many are saying that England is the tip of the spear, Lord, where all these things are happening. We see of with the Muslims there, you know, with child pedophilia, Lord Jesus, in England, Father God, and they're protecting these criminals, Lord, that, Lord, that you, Lord Jesus, would expose it and deal with it, Father God, that no one will be able to protect, Lord, these criminals, Father God. We ask, Father God, that you will bring down, Father God, their wall, Lord. Your words clearly say, it says, a rich man's wealth is like a fortress in his own mind, Lord. So we ask, Lord, you bring down their fortresses, Father God, like George Soros, Father God. And Lord Jesus, so many who is in Illuminati, Lord Jesus, using, Lord Jesus, the riches, Father God. We ask, Lord, you pull the carpet from under them. Everything that they trust, Lord, will be ripped from under them, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask, Lord, that justice would spread around the world, Father God, Lord Jesus, not only for those, Lord, who have been killed, Lord Jesus, but those, Father God, Lord Jesus, who have been injured and hurt and damaged, Father God, by the injustice, by these wicked people. We ask, we cry out for justice, for your throne room is built on justice. That's his foundation. So we cry out for justice. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your heard, and we thank you for answering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, as we gather together in unity as your remnant, first, I'd like to repent, Father, for all the evil sins that we have committed against you and only you. As a church, Father God, we stood silent as so much sin in this nation, Father, and we didn't speak out as a church, Lord. The sins of sexual immorality, pornography, homosexuality, abortion of children, sacrifice, and the stealing and the killing of innocent blood, and the sins that go on and on. Forgive us that we stood as part of the church, looking on, watching, being silent. Today we repent and we ask for your mercy. Your word in Hebrews 4:16 says, let us approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in a time of need. And Father, our nation is in dire need of mercy and grace. Abba, Father, as King Jehoshaphat cried out to you, we as a community of remnants come before you and cry out to you, Lord God, the Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, are you not God in heaven who rules over kings and kingdoms of the nations? and in your hand is your not power and might, so that no one is able to withstand you. Did you not, God, hand us victory in November 8th of 2016? Our God, will you not judge this corrupt, evil multitude that has tried and is trying to destroy this great nation of America and Israel? President Trump and his family, his administration, and your people. Father, we cry out for your divine intervention. Once again, as we have no power against this evil shadow government that has come against us. But we ask for your divine intervention once again, as we have no power against this evil shadow government that has formed against us, nor do we know what to do. But our eyes and our hope is upon you. The enemy knows time has been thwarted, and they seek to destroy your people and your nation. But in Isaiah 59:19, it says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will raise a standard against him. You command your people not to be afraid or dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not ours, but it is yours. And as your word in Psalm says, the wicked shall perish. The wicked shall be destroyed. The righteous shall see the destruction of the wicked. Father God, may these enemies fall into the very pit they dug for your people, for President Trump and his administration and their family. And may you hang them, Father, from the very nooses on the gallows they built for President Trump and his family and his administration. Father God, grant us victory after victory in the upcoming elections. Raise men and women who have your agenda and the agenda you have placed in your Cyrus, President Trump, for such a time as this, to rid abortion, to build the wall, to drain the swamp, remove, replace, and align this government and court so that once again we may be one nation under God. So as your word in Psalm 33:12 says, blessed. Before you, that we can come to the throne of grace and ask for mercy and grace once again. Lord, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Father in heaven, we repent. We repent, as my sister said, that you have blessed America, but America has not blessed you. We thank you, Father, that all your blessings have come forth from your hand, but we have not reached our hand to bless you. So we speak now, God bless America, and America bless God. You said, Lord Jesus, in John 10, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. But Lord, we have not heard your voice, so we are repenting right now, that your remnant truly will hear a voice and follow you. Thank you, Father. And as we speak blessing right now to both America and Israel, we say, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. We pray Amen. For shalom. Shalom, Lord, for our brothers and sisters in the Lord. We pray for shalom for our immediate family and other relatives. Pray for their spiritual, emotional, and physical concerns, Father. We pray, Father, for other believers, our brothers and sisters, especially those who are persecuted around the world. Bless them, Lord. And also our personal friends, those who are in ministry, and those who are oppressed and in need. We pray for the people of Palestine, including the 50,000 Palestinian Christians who are now having a conference at Christ at the Crossroads in Bethlehem. We pray, Father, for those, for the local, national, and world missions, Father. We pray for our local, national, and national government. We pray for our, for those who are protecting us, whether they're in law enforcement or in the military. Lord, bless them, Lord. We pray, Lord, and intercede on behalf of the poor and hungry, the oppressed and persecuted, and those in control of the world and natural national resources, Father. Let them give. Let them bless. You said that you will bless us and we will be a blessing.
We pray for our local churches and other churches. We pray for evangelism and discipleship ministry, educational ministries, Lord. We pray for all of those partners who have been partners of the United States, the friends of the United States, also our enemies. We pray for North Korea and Iran. Lord, bless them, especially those who are reaching out to you. Lord, there are many Christians now in Iran and in North Korea. Thank you, Father, and all the restricted countries. We pray right now, Lord, that you would bless us, Lord, your remnant, because we need you. We need your blessing. And that we will bless you. America, bless the Lord. Israel, bless the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Please mute your phones.
Hello?
One more.
Father God, just let us lock arms with Israel. Lord, please put hosts of warring angels all the way around America's border, impenetrable border of warring angels, and an impenetrable border of warring angels around Israel. Lord, let our fiery eagle fly over Israel and protect them. Protect them at all times and be there at any moment that we need them, Lord. And Lord, we just come today against the 501c3. Show us what it will take to get this out of our churches, Lord. If it takes all of us to just walk out of churches that demand to hold on to the 501c3 and go out and worship under trees, Lord, that 501c3 has to be struck down, God. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for President Trump, God. And this morning they're talking about establishment Republicans running against him in 2020, Lord. And right now we just strike down any of those Republicans that are wanting to come against him, God. And we just ask you to remove those establishment Republicans that hate him, God. Remove them in this next election, God. And we bless you, God, as she said before. There's not been enough blessings going your way. We always ask for God bless America, but we don't bless you. And, Lord, we do ask for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord, the peace that passes all understanding. And remove people from the city of Jerusalem, your beloved city, that should not be there. Take them out, Lord, and let the peace fall upon your beloved city. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we pray this morning. Thank you, God, for hearing us. Amen.
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 It's a little bit after 9:30, so Rachel, would you like to finish up here, please?
Yes, sir. Well, Father, we just thank you for this wonderful time, Lord God. And Father, we do pray for your hedge of protection on each one of us today, Lord God. And I pray that you will give each one of us a spirit of wisdom on how to bless you, Lord God. Reveal your heart to us, Lord God, on how to bless you, how to love our neighbor as ourself, Lord God, and how to love you with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength, Lord. So I just ask for the Holy Spirit to be with us this day so that we may bless you and bless Israel, Lord God. And, Father, as your word says, that when we go into battle in our land against the enemy that distresses us, that we are to blow the trumpet and that you will hear us, Lord God. And so we ask for your remembrance, and we just send angels on assignment, Lord, to guard Jerusalem, guard the IDF, and guard your remnant, and guard all the diaspora around the globe. We ask in Yeshua's name. And Father, I also ask that you will please set the captives free. We ask in one accord, those who are in shambles and in chains and that are imprisoned, we ask that you will send angels, just like in Acts, that you will set angels, Father, to set the captives free this day, we ask in Yeshua's name. Amen.
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 Amen.